listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, discover ways to make community connections and promote your business by taking on partner marketing. We would like to give kudos to Isabel Vitale and the marketing team here at Ritter Insurance Marketing for pulling together these resources. Our entire team is dedicated to helping you boost your business. Creating partnerships in your community can grow your business in a myriad of ways. Partner marketing involves marketing with and through other individuals and businesses in your community. You can also think of it as community-based marketing. When you market your business with partners, you'll utilize both traditional and digital marketing materials and approaches. We'll outline some different partner marketing options and what materials might be needed. The first we'll get into is affinity partnerships. You've probably heard us mention this before on the show. An affinity partnership is a mutually beneficial relationship between you and another local business or organization. You both work together to increase each other's business and client or customer base. Traditional marketing materials will come in handy here, as you'll want to give your partners business cards, brochures, and other printed materials to hand out to their customers. If you're looking to refer and receive client referrals, forming a partnership with a complementary business is the way to go. We recommend working with property and casualty insurance agencies, group insurance agencies, and other professionals such as tax preparers, retirement planners, law firms, and so on. With these types of businesses, you won't be competing for sales. If an affinity partner is working with someone who is planning or about to retire, they may have Medicare on their radar. And if not, that's a great opportunity for your affinity partner to plug your business. And it goes the other way, too. If your client is looking for retirement or wealth management options, give them your affinity partner's business card. Next on our list, we have community organizations. Most communities have senior organizations, retirement communities, libraries, churches, rotary clubs, and senior fairs or other events. Once you make connections, you can give out printed materials, host events, and network. We've got some informative episodes on getting involved and connecting with your community. You can find the links to listen in the notes. More opportunities can be found with medical organizations, like doctor's offices and pharmacies, or with local businesses. Think grocery stores, malls, and other retailers. Be sure with every type of marketing for your business that you follow the CMS guidelines. We will have those linked in the notes if you need a refresher. Once you've established affinity partners, consider asking them to participate in some of these other partner marketing opportunities. Let's take a look at community sponsorships. Consider giving an organization funding in exchange for publicity. You'll support your community while marketing your business. Ideas include placing an ad in a local playbill, placing an ad in a local flyer, magazine, or on a sign, buying an ad in the arena or field of a local sports team, or even sponsoring the team itself. Don't forget, materials like a flyer or magazine may have digital counterparts, boosting your ad reach to different audiences. In addition to sponsorships, fundraisers are an option as well. Is there an organization in your community that you'd like to support? Organizing and running a fundraiser for a local nonprofit makes for a great marketing opportunity. Just be careful. Don't shout it from the rooftops, like, hey, look at this good thing I'm doing. Make the focus the organization you're raising funds for, not your business. Instead, advertise subtly by putting your branding alongside that of the organization and by providing branded swag to participants. For example, a flyer advertising the event could say, come out and walk for insert nonprofit name here. And then underneath that, in a smaller font, hosted by XYZ Insurance Solutions, along with your logo. Don't forget to publicize the event through digital channels and include your name there as well. Whether it's a walkathon, auction, bake sale, raffle, fashion show, or even an art exhibition, organizing a fundraiser is a big undertaking. Ask an affinity partner for help. Scholarships are another great way to give back to the community. Whether or not it's crossed your mind before, we are suggesting it now. Similar to sponsorships, scholarships take a more individualized approach to community involvement by helping students or participants reach their goals. Consider making your dollars go further by working together with an affinity partner on this one. To create a marketing opportunity, request the school or organization for which you're establishing the scholarship, name the scholarship or fund after your name or business name. For example, the Tally Youngblood Scholarship. Not only does it spread the word of your business, it also shows you care and want to give back to the community. Finally, you may already be working with some fantastic partners in marketing, your clients. Try to plant the seed of referring your services to others without being too obvious or pushy about it. Instead of a blatant, tell your friends about me, place referral cards in your welcome packets, or say something like, if you have any family or friends with questions about insurance, I'd love to help them out too. Your clients will refer you too, without any additional effort on your part, except to provide the high level of service you're already giving them. Good news travels fast, and your clients will be one of your best sources for leads. And when it comes to referrals, traditional marketing materials will come in handy. Working with partners out in your community is an extremely effective way to market yourself. Combine the power of traditional and digital marketing with the people around you, and you'll soon be well known as an agent who cares about their clients' needs. We mentioned the importance of following guidelines for compliance when marketing. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, holds a tight rein on what agents can and can't do when it comes to marketing, namely for Medicare Advantage and Part D plans. At Ritter, we are passionate about staying compliant ourselves and helping our agents do so too. One way you can stay informed is by following along with our podcast. We publish weekly episodes about best practices for the insurance industry, and we also drop breaking news episodes to keep you up to date. We will also be linking to a list of compliance resources in our episode notes, so be sure to take a look at that. If you have any questions about compliance, our compliance department is available to help. Contact your sales specialist to get connected or send us an email at asgpodcast@ritterim.com. And with that, happy marketing. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next episode. The Agent Survival Guide podcast is a production of Ritter Insurance Marketing, an integrity company. This episode was written by Isabel Vitale and Tina Lamoureux. Recording and production by me, Sarah Ruppel. Podcast design by Urban Rivera. Artwork by Vivian Zhao. Follow along with our show wherever you like to listen. Rate and review our show on Apple or Spotify.